Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX Mini Masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. In December, I did a series of CX mini masterclasses around customer journey mapping. Last week, to kick off the January mini masterclasses, I spoke about calculating customer lifetime value. And today, I'm going to bring these two concepts together to help you create a strategy and approach for demonstrating the return on investment from customer experience management. If you're out enjoying a beautiful winter's day in the Northern Hemisphere or staying cool in the shade of a hot summer's day south of the equator, and here's something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered on today's show in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. Right, so if you're new to the concept of the journey map, you might want to hit the pause button on this episode and go back and listen to episode 16, which covers the concepts of experiences, journeys, and touch points. If you're looking for guidance on how to build a journey map, I cover that in episodes 18, 19, and 20. For those listeners who are familiar with journey maps and have built a map, you probably got to the point in your mapping process where things started to look a little circular, or perhaps where it became unclear where the journey started or ended. That's fine. And in fact, the more and more journey maps that I help create, the more I become a fan of circular maps. At the end of the day, consumers have many ongoing needs in their lives. Whether that's putting food on the table or managing their finances, these needs don't go away. And to be honest, I believe that most of our needs are ongoing in some way. That's why I love circular journey maps as a way of visualizing the nature of experiences around these sort of continual needs. And one of the major benefits of circular maps is that you can use them to easily show where there are on-ramps or off-ramps, or where consumers decide to engage or disengage with a brand or organization. So why would this be important for improving the ROI of customer experience? Well, if you join me for episode 22, you'll remember that we define customer lifetime value as the monetary value, often measured in contribution to profit, that is derived from a customer during the course of that customer's relationship with a company or organization. That means that anytime a customer engages with a brand or takes an on-ramp, there's a financial upside. And each time that a customer decides to disengage with a brand, the business takes a financial hit. You can probably imagine where I'm going with this, but associating financial impact with on-ramps and off-ramps is a highly effective way of getting your executive team to sit up and pay attention to your journey map. If you can leverage your journey to show where customers are most likely to off-ramp, how many customers leave because of a specific experience or a series of experiences, and what that disengagement costs the business, you're well on your way to making a strong business case for fixing pain points along the journey. Conversely, if you can use your journey map to show when, where, and why customers are likely to start engaging with your brand during the customer journey, and what these new customers are potentially worth to the business should they take an on-ramp, you're similarly on your way to making the business case for investing in engaging experiences that will attract and retain customers. This is a highly effective way to tie business value back to the customer journey and to put your journey map to work as a tool for evaluating the potential impact of major business decisions. Ideally, businesses should be making those major business decisions with the customer in mind, but I find that this is so often not the case. In next week's CX Mini Masterclass, I'm going to dive into the ways that you can help your organization evaluate customer impact when making major business decisions. And there you have it, the beginnings of ROI for customer experience. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested, or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. And if you're interested in doing some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience, I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options on a flexible monthly subscription plan. Their resources include practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they are a Customer Experience Professional Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. Listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll be back next Thursday, but I'm always reachable in the meantime should you have questions or requests for future shows. You can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.